Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Andrew Coombs, CEO at Sirius Real Estate. Andrew, it's good to see you. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Christine.
Andrew, this week the company reported its year-end financials, where we did see a 47.7% year-on-year increase in profit before taxes. Can you talk us through some of the other highlights?
Yes, certainly. So not only did we increase our profit, we were also able to raise our funds from operations from 55 million euros to just under 61 million. That's a really important number for us because it's that number that drives our dividend. We typically pay two-thirds of that out as dividend to shareholders and reinvest the other third back into the growth of the company. We can do that because Sirius is not a REIT. And I'm delighted to tell you that we were able to grow this year's dividend in spite of COVID by just over 10%. So it's been a good year in terms of the output and the results.
Well, you talk about COVID. We did see a rough second wave of the coronavirus out of Germany. So how has the pandemic impacted Sirius's performance and its operations?
Well, it's meant that we've had to operate in a different way over the last year. In particular, we've had to reorientate nearly one third of our workforce into a specific COVID task force. And what that task force has done is it's liaised specifically with the 2,500 of our 5,500 customers that we saw most at risk from COVID. And it's helped advise them about various different things in terms of how they can manage through the COVID crisis and also how they can use their space safely and effectively for both their workers and their customers. And I would say that's been quite successful because that's resulted in 98.2% of all the revenues that we've invoiced in the COVID period having been paid.
But what's your take on potential lasting effects like working from home?
Well, look, I think, you know, people are working from home. I think that would have happened. Always about that. But for Sirius, as an industrial company operating industrial space on the edge of town, what we're seeing is our manufacturing tenants are talking about bringing their supply lines onshore. And if I just give you an example, we've seen Bosch, who are not a tenant of ours, but they are next door to us in our site in Dresden, as recently as this week, talk about bringing all their computer chip manufacture for the automobile industry back into Germany. And that's the kind of thing that our tenants are telling us. The days of an intercontinental supply chain and long lead times are over. They want to bring that supply chain back into Europe and in many cases back into Germany. And they're going to need more industrial space to do that. And we think that's the big structural shift that is going to happen in this space post-COVID.
Yeah, and we have seen Germany open up vaccines, COVID vaccines, to everyone above the age of 12 years old quite recently. So what is your take on the outlook of the German economy and the country's SMEs?
Well, I think that the economy has remained better insulated than most economies simply because of the early action of the German government. Not only did they introduce furlough because they already had that system, but they were one of the first people to push furlough out and guarantee that it would be pushed out until at least the end of this year, 2021. I think what that's going to mean is there'll be a lot less scarring in the German economy. And as we saw last time when they used furlough over 10 years ago, when they want to switch the economy back on, the way in which they can withdraw furlough to industries and areas can really, really help to jumpstart the German economy, which incidentally is forecast to grow by 4% next year.
And for Sirius, can you maybe give us a sense of what your acquisition pipeline looks like?
It looks strong. So as you know, so far this calendar year, including acquisitions for our joint venture Titanium, we've acquired just over 125 million euros of space. And I would estimate that we will acquire a further 150 million euros for our own balance sheet between now and the end of the year. So we think that's a healthy run rate going forward.
So what are your priorities for the year ahead?
Well, the first priority is to continue to suspect the unsuspected. The reason that we have been able to get through this COVID period is because instead of optimizing our profits and instead of stressing our balance sheet prior to this, we were taking a fairly, you know, risk averse and conservative approach. And we will continue to do that. Our priority right now is the corporate bond that we launched earlier this week. And what that will do is it will balance our debt to about 50% asset backed and about 50% corporate unsecured. And that's really the priority for the next few days and weeks.
Before I let you go, just one more question. ESG is obviously becoming a huge topic as of late. How big of a focus is that for you?
It's an enormous focus. And one of the big advantages that we have is, unlike a lot of companies in this space, not only do we supply our customers with the space, the property, we also supply them with the utilities. So, for example, one of the reasons why over the last year we've been able to get an MSCI ESG rating of AA is because we now supply 99% of the electricity that goes to our customers, our tenants, from 100% renewable sources. The next thing that we need to start looking at is our heating systems, because that's what has the biggest impact on the carbon footprint in our estate. And I look forward to updating you on that when we speak next.
Andrew, congrats again on the results, and thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Christine.